Today's topic is Besamim. Besamim by Havdalah. Okay, so first off, why do we have a requirement to have Besamim on Matzai Shabbos? So the Gemara Maseches Brachos Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph talks about the requirement for Besamim, but the reason seems to be offered in Beitzah Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph and Tosos and Lam Gimel and Beis, that we lose the Neshama Yisera, and because we lose the Neshama Yisera, we need to be comforted from the loss of the Neshama Yisera, and the way to comfort is through smell, through the sense of smell. The Bach in Reish Tzadi Zayin in Aruch Chaim says that no, the reason we have Besamim is because on Motzei Shabbos the fires of Gehenim start burning again. And because the fires of Gehenim start burning again, we need again a little sense of comfort. So we have the Besamim. Now, neither of these reasons seem like very strong halachic type reasons, and in fact, the poskim struggle with this a little bit. The Aruch HaShulchan, Reish Tzadi Zayin Aleph, struggles with this a little bit, but he says, you know, on Motzei Shabbos, we sort of sense that something's different. We sort of realize, you know, something has left us, and you know, he says, even though I'm normally hesitant to buy into these types of reasons, like I can chop it on Motzei Shabbos. Like I get it. I understand that there is this issue with the Neshama Yisera, that there is this whole shinoi in the teva. He says that he's a little bit more comfortable with it. Nafkamina is between the two reasons. Let's say after Yantif, there's no Neshama Yisera on Yantif, but the fires of Gehenna apparently do stop on Yantif. So after Yantif, which you do Besamim? After Shabbos, when you're going into Yantif, the fires are not starting up again because you're going straight into Yantif. But the Neshama Yisera does leave because it's Shabbos is over. Anyway, so we're makel, but in both ways. But anyway, the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Nun Gimel says that you don't have to go out of your way to get an Eish on Motzei Shabbos for Borimore Eish. So the discussion in the poskim: what about for Besamim? If you don't have Besamim, do you have to go out of your way to try to secure Besamim for Motzei Shabbos? So most Rishonim, the Rosh and the Rashba over there, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch Paskins say that you certainly don't have to go out of your way to get Besamim. It's if you don't have to go out of your way to get the Eish for Bar Mitzvah Eish, then you don't have to go out of your way to get Besamim for Bar Mitzvah Besamim. The Meiri, however, over there says that Besamim is different because of the Neshama Yisera, and that's something that is a major need, and therefore you do have to do whatever you can to be able to secure yourself some Besamim. Now, what can you use for Besamim? So the Mishnah Brura writes in Sifkat Nalif that certainly you should use something whose proper bracha, according to all the rules of Birchus HaReach, is actually Bari Mine Besamim. Even though Bari Mine Besamim is one of those all-encompassing brachas, it's like the Shakol Nia Bidvaro of Birchus HaReach, still you should get something that's real bracha actually is Bari Mine Besamim. Shulchan Aruch quotes a minute to use Hadasim as Besamim, to smell Hadasim. The idea would be, it's explained, the Yalkut Yosef in Ha'ara Gimel says that the idea is that Hadasim are Mishulashim, and normal hadas is mishulash, right? If a hadas is not mishulash, it's called a hadashota, but it's mishulash, and that represents the three avos. And so in some way, hadasim is supposed to represent a skula for banim talmidei chachamim. So hadasim are an appropriate thing to use. Mishnah Brura and Sifkat Hilches says you shouldn't use it on sukkahs though, because then it's hutzul mitzvaso. So you shouldn't use it for besamim. You shouldn't take the hadasim from your lulav on sukkahs and use those hadasim for the bar mitzvah besamim. What about mitzvah slavli hagos? Okay, we'll get to mitzvah slavli hagos soon. What you should not use, Shulchan Aruch and Sif Beis says you shouldn't use things that are only there to remove bad odors, but aren't there to actually contribute a positive smell, or things that were used for a variety of inappropriate uses. You should not use them for the hana'a that you're going to get at the Bar Mitzvah Besamim. I'm mitzvah slavli hagos. It's not called that you're being nene from these things because you're only doing a mitzvah with them. So no, it seems that over here the key of mitzvah is not called hana, but the fact that you happen to be getting hana can't be denied, right? You are getting hana from smelling these besamim. The Mishnah Berurah says don't use, let's say if you have a besamim box that you've used for years and years, and now you emptied out the besamim by accident, but the box still smells delicious, still smells like besamim. So the Mishnah Berurah says you should not use an empty box, even if it still smells good. Shlomo Zalman discusses in Shulchan Shlomo, what about artificial smells, sprays and the like? Obviously, again, ideally we stay away from all of these sorts of things. The Ashkenazi custom, as we mentioned before, is we say Bar Yimei Besamim no matter what we use for the Besamim. So Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat Aleph. The Sephardic custom is to say the actual proper bracha, whether it's Bari Isve Besamim, Bari Atze Besamim, depending on what you're using. The person who makes the bracha, who's making Abdallah for everybody, who's making the bracha for everybody else, should wait until everybody smells before he moves on, because were yotzi with his bracha, and they need to be yotzi with the next bracha he's making as well. So you certainly want them to have the opportunity to smell before they're mafsik between the bracha and with another bracha. Yeah. Yeah, but for some reason we're making with this. For some reason we're making with this. How to hold the besamim. So someone asked that I talk about this a little bit. The Shulchan Aruch in Reish Sadivav says that you should hold the besamim in the left hand when you make a bracha on the wine, and you hold the wine in your right hand when you make the bracha on the wine, and then when you're going to make the bracha on the besamim, you switch. You hold the wine in your left hand and the besamim in your right hand, because whatever you're making the bracha on should always be in your right hand. The Me'iri in Maseches Pesachim says that you never need to hold the besamim in the right hand. But Pashtus, like the Shulchan Aruch, says that when you're doing the bracha on the besamim, that's when you hold the besamim in the right hand. But when you're making the bracha on the yayin, you hold the yayin in the right hand and the besamim in the left hand. It seems, if you look around, I don't know, you go to different people's houses and watch them make havdalah, it seems that this halacha didn't have a lot of mazel. Right? This psak of the Shulchan Aruch, that people hold the besamim in their left hand and the yayin in their right, and then they switch for the besamim brach. Right? It seems that that it didn't have a lot of people don't really observe this halacha. So there is a cute little sefer called Minog Yisrael Torah, where he tries to justify every minog in Klal Yisrael. And he has several explanations of why people don't observe this halach in Shulchan Aruch. But primarily is really what the Aruch HaShulchan says. The Aruch HaShulchan says, the point is not really that you have to hold the wine in your left hand when you're making the bracha on the besamim. The point is, what the Shulchan Aruch is saying is, assuming you have nowhere to put things down, meaning the point is to have the besamim in your right hand. And most people do that. When they pick up the besamim, they pick up the besamim with their strong hand and they make the bracha. So he said that's the ikur. The ikur is just to pick up the besamim with the right hand. It's not about whether you're holding wine at all. You can put the wine down when you make the bracha on the besamim. He doesn't think that there's any kium of anything to have to dafka have the yayin in your hand while you're holding the besamim. The Minhag Yisrael Torah says maybe it's a chashash, you're going to spill and you're going to lose focus and you're not going to have kavana, so it's better to put the wine down. But whatever it is, there are people that are knowing to just put the wine down rather than to switch the hands and have the wine in the left hand. Rav Moshe had a minhag to smell the besamim in advance, before, just to make sure that they smell. And the idea is just to make sure it's not a bracha levatala. Because if they don't smell, and then you're going to make the bracha, and then you try to smell it, it's going to be a bracha levatala. So you smell it in advance to make sure, before the bracha, that it smells, yeah?
Did you have to make a bracha on the smelling beforehand?
Well, that would defeat the whole purpose. Meaning, the whole point was...
So why does he have to make a bracha before?
Ah, so the many poskim disagreed with that, because they said, what do you mean? We just learned in Shir, Kalan Enem Ilma Zebulah Bracha is Kilu Ma'al. It's like Mi'ilat to be to get out from Ilma Zebulah Bracha. So you could argue that some want to say Kol Mar V'Reach Ein Behem Yishu Mi'ila, so it's not Mi'ila, but still, it's usher to get Hana from Ilma Zeh below Bracha. But I guess he thought that it's better than risking a Bracha Levatala. Yeah.
Is that like
so maybe the parallel would be like tasting, where you wouldn't have to make a bracha, it's just for the taste to see that it's good, very good. Mishmura quotes a minhag in Sivkat and Yud that many people have to have a special box to keep the besamim, and he says that that's a mitzvah min hamuvchar, to have a nice box where you keep the besamim. You know, you see a lot of times fancy besamim boxes, and you always wonder, is there like any kiyum to this type of hidur? So Mishmura says, yeah, it's a nice thing, it's a mitzvah min hamuvchar to have such a thing. Now, the if you do have a besamim box, though, it's important to realize you want to do the bracha is over last yasim, but it's not over the over, right? You should make the bracha right before you get the anah. So you should open the box before you make the bracha. You shouldn't make the bracha then open the box. You should have it ready when you're ready making the bracha. You should have it ready for you so that you could smell it right away. Okay, those are the basic Rashi prakim of besamim.